The National Mall here in Washington is adorned with memorials to those who fought for this country. The subtle curves of the Vietnam Wall, the larger-than-life statue of soldiers in Korea, the stately columns of the World War II Memorial. Where do we remember World War I? Last October, President Bush signed legislation to formally designate the Liberty Memorial and Museum the official World War I memorial for the country. It is in Kansas City, Missouri. The director of the Liberty Memorial and Museum, Eli Paul, joins us now from his office. Nice to have you on Talk of the Nation.
Thank you, Neil.
I imagine that was a pretty big day for you. How do you then celebrate Memorial Day, your first as a national memorial?
Well, we celebrate it in the ways we've celebrated it for many years here, and that is it's a great civic gathering and opportunity for the citizens of the Kansas City area to gather together and remember this time in our nation's history. It's a very special Memorial Day for two reasons. Here, it's the first since the designation, and two, our country is at war today.
And our country is at war. I wonder, could you describe the Liberty Memorial for us?
The Liberty Memorial is a fabulous architectural complex that was opened up to the public in 1926. It's two museum buildings which flank a tall memorial tower which are guarded by two sphinxes.
Well, there are a couple of people visiting there today that we'd like to join us. With us now is Sherry. And Sherry, where are you visiting from?
Independence, Missouri.
And is this your first visit to the memorial?
No, we've been here several times.
What do you think of it?
Oh, we love it. We love it. That's why we wanted to come today. We missed the services this morning, but we just knew it was still worth coming out. And we have little children, and that was the main reason to come out. We have a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 6-year-old, and we just want them to see as much as we can about, you know, memorials and what they're for. And even at a young age, we just feel like it's real important to kind of ingrain that into them. So here we are.
I wonder, does this particular memorial to the First World War or this day, Memorial Day, do they have special meaning for you?
Well, I think both. You know, just appreciating all of our service people for all they've done for us and, you know, explaining it to our 6-year-old, especially trying to have her understand what this is about. And, you know, Memorial Day, my grandfather was in World War I, so, you know, it has special meaning that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks very much, and have a great rest of your visit to Kansas City there.
Well, thank you.
That was Sherry from Independence, Missouri, talking with us. And Eli Paul, I know there's the memorial itself, but there's more. There's a museum as well?
There's a museum. We have been amassing historical materials on World War I since basically the day after Armistice Day, and have a comprehensive collection of materials that not just American materials, but from other countries as well, and not just battlefield objects, but from the home front as well.
The president, who was from Sherry's hometown, Independence, Missouri, of course, Harry S. Truman, was an artillery captain in the First World War. I wonder, do you have any exhibits devoted to him?
Well, there happens to be just down the road a whole library and museum devoted to him, so we don't have to really tell much of that story here, although we are very proud of the fact that Harry Truman was a trustee of the Liberty Memorial Association for many, many years.
Well, how was attendance today?
Attendance was very good. We had many hundreds, a couple thousand people at least, who came for the ceremony and have been coming in since then.
And how have things changed for you now that it's a national memorial?
Well, for one thing, people like yourselves invite me to talk on their radio stations, and but that's one of the things. It's raised our visibility quite a bit across the country. And, of course, I have to answer that question over and over again, why Kansas City? Why Kansas City for America's National World War I Museum? And I'll answer that if you want.
Well, since you posed it to yourself, you can get to answer it, too.
Kansas Cityans really wanted some way to honor those who had served in what they termed the World War at that time. And through a great civic grassroots effort, they raised over $2 million in 10 days in the year 1919. Hmm. And you can imagine what the purchasing power for that $2 million was. They conducted a national architectural competition at that time and came up with a marvelous design, which broke ground in 1923 and opened in 1926 to great national fanfare at that time. another president, President Calvin Coolidge, was present at that day and spoke about what a great national monument this was. It only took about 80 years to get that formally designated by the 108th Congress.
Well, Eli, we know this is a busy day for you. We thank you very much for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you, Neil.
Eli Paul is director of the Liberty Memorial Museum in Kansas City, Missouri. Special thanks also to his colleague Mark Cox, who found us a guest to speak with there at the memorial. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.